Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Follow up. Rusty's got it for us. He's our fact checker. Boy, you ask and he delivers, doesn't he?
Instantly.
He says that originally Chilean sea bass was called Patagonian toothfish, as you said. That's right.
I didn't know the Patagonian. I knew it was called toothfish.
Mm-hmm. The man who changed it considered Pacific sea bass, South American sea bass, and landed on Chilean sea bass, which is it rolls off the tongue better.
It certainly does.
He apparently did it in 1977, and that's when it started showing.
Genius.
I don't think I remember seeing it on the menus. Mm-mm. Until much later.
The 90s is when I remember seeing it.
You put the word tooth in anything, and you're not going to want to order that.
Mm-mm. On a menu? No, I don't think so. By the way, the reason we even bring it up is because now, as a marketing gimmick, goldfish crackers have become Chilean sea bass crackers from Campbell's. Those came out, goldfish crackers. You want to guess the year? What year goldfish crackers by Pepperidge Farms first hit the shelves? Biggie.
1962.
Yes.
Really?
The same year our own Chris Dim hit the shelves. 1962. They were born the same year. How'd you know that?
I was trying to do math of I knew I had them as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured that seems like the snacking industry kind of took off in the 60s.
Yeah.
And the two it. Part was just a guess.
Yeah, that's it. 1962.
We never had them in our house. Never.
Us either. My sister, when she moved out and had her family, I would go to her house and they'd have them. And they'd have them in the little bags and they'd send to school with their kids.
Yeah.
You know, my niece.
Yeah,
and
we never took them to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like you graduate to goldfish when you're a kid.
Yeah.
After like, you know, now they have all these baby snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the first trustworthy snack you can give a child.
Pretty good product.
It is. I'll tell you, I like a pizza goldfish, too. A
lot of flavor. Pizza goldfish is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flavors.
Now I believe they even have a Frank's Red Hot goldfish.
They do.
I'd love to get
wonderful.
Some. Really?
It's wonderful.
I'd love to try
it.
Those.
Yeah, it's terrific. They're branching out.
Chris Dim, your favorite flavor of goldfish?
Red. We're playing.
Chilean sea bass? Is there one that just tastes like a saltine?
Yeah, there is a plain. There's a cheese. Of course, the cheese is the one. Then you've got
I hate those fake flavors.
Do you guys
like?
Well, they've got that double blast, too, mm-hmm. like the extra cheddar. I love that.
Yep.
And you can buy them at Costco, but you have to get 6,000 goldfish. Mm-hmm. That's what we get at our house.
What's your favorite flavor combo?
Oh, I like the pizza combo also.
Pizza combos are really good.
Inside the pretzel.
I like pizza pretzel, yeah.
That's really good.
Chris Dim, what's your favorite flavor combo?
I've never ingested one.
He won't have that.
Oh, man.
Now, better snack than a goldfish is a Cheez-It cracker. Cheez-It.
I love a Cheez-It.
Better flavor.
I like the extra toasty.
I do, too. It's why we're best friends.
Chris Dim, what's your favorite flavor? Cheez-It.
Yes, what is your
favorite? I loathe them equally.
You don't like a Cheez-It either?
I hate them.
Cheez-Its are so...
I ate one like at my Nana's house at a bowl New Year's Day party, and they were horrible.
Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
That fake cheese, I can't stand it.
What do you prefer?
Was your Nana like, I don't like this one?
Smoking her cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. She's smoking a Winston's.
Something's wrong with this one.
Do you like Chex Mix or Doodads?
Oh, without a doubt, I'm a Chex Mix.
Chex Mix, yeah. It's better, yeah.
I will starve. I'll eat on the way home. I will stop at a Circle K and get something on the way home.
My parents, I grew up with Doodads. And
I had Doodads.
And I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. And when I got to college, my roommate, I bought some Doodads and brought them home. And he goes, what is this travesty? And I said, what do you mean they're Doodads? And he goes, Chex Mix. You got to go get Chex Mix. And we did, and he was right.
Chex Mix is better, but I didn't mind Doodads either.
Doodad in a pinch will do.
You know, the thing is, Chris Dim's, his snacks are served on a board.
Yeah.
Ours are served in a bag.
That's right. That's a fact. All right, that's true.
Well, now, forgive me for being ignorant, but has the Chex Mix wiped Doodads off the map? Are they still in business?
Doodads, I think, is gone.
I think you're right. They're similar, but Chex Mix is a better product. God, they've got those.
And they're going to ramp up for the holidays.
Yeah, those Melbas you have in there, those are good. And then Biggie introduced me to the homemade Chex Mix, which I've since made and had people make them and like give them out as holiday gifts. Yeah. They're really good.
My mom still, that's the one thing every Christmas, she makes homemade Chex Mix. And it's, you know, it's a process.
Yeah.
You got to stir every 15 minutes. You butter. You got everything in there. You got to season right. It's work.
There's a butter sting going on in Canada right now. There's
a sting.
Well, there's a ring of butter thieves, and apparently butter is being stolen in huge amounts, and they're trying to figure out who's doing it. I don't have the article in front of me. I didn't print it.
Mm. Ah, the skimmer strikes again.
But I.
This is a job for the skimmer.
They said, I just skimmed it, but they've had.
They're stealing butter.
Yeah.
You can't just say that.
I didn't know butter was going to come up. I didn't know we were talking about doodads and Chex Mix, and you'd say real butter.
You're talking about lovingly stirring in the butter.
Yeah. Right, and it just triggered a memory.
Canada.
Butter thieves in Canada. I don't have the story in front of me. I don't. But I know that they're really worried about
it. If you're stealing butter, do you turn around and sell it at flea markets? Or, I mean, who's this go to?
You got to keep it cool, too.
Yeah.
So
it's a great question. I don't know. This is about health and longevity. We've had, I have two pieces of advice. One woman just turned 105 years old, and she was asked, her name is Kathleen Hennings, London, and she just turned 105, and they said to her, what's your advice for a long and healthy and happy life? And she said, drink Guinness and never get married. Well, I don't drink Guinness, and I've been married for a while. So, and my goal, of course, is to live to be 100.
Yeah, immortal, really.
The woman who is the oldest living American has died at the age of 115. She was the oldest. Now, this happens quite often.
Yeah, this opens up a slot.
Elizabeth Francis, oldest living person in the U.S., died peacefully Tuesday night, surrounded by family. She has a daughter who is 91. She's 115. Three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren. Now, Naomi Whitehead of Greenville, Pennsylvania, is the new oldest living person in America at 114. So she's the old.
Okay.
I really want to be that. I really want
to
be.
You want to be a footnote on the news?
I do. And I want people to say, what's the secret and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And when did you joke? You said cock ring was
my. Yeah.
But cut. Scott, don't have him say that. Can you give anything else?
No, he just said cock ring was his.
Doodads and cock rings. We can't print this.
I can't say that, can we?
Look, I'm going to ask the nurse to step out. I'm going to smother him with a pillow. We'll find the next oldest person.
Yeah.
He can't be.
He's not worthy.
He can't be the oldest person.
Well, because you don't like any of the things that people normally say, like coffee or alcohol.
Or whiskey.
None of that stuff.
There was a kid that went viral the other day, a little like toddler, 5 or 6 years old, who got a croc ring in his Halloween trunk or treat bag.
A what?
It's called a croc ring. And like you put it on your finger and it's
like a little shoe?
Lollipop. Yeah. But it was a crocodile themed, and so his mom said, "What'd you get?
What'd you get?
A croc ring.
A croc ring.
Yeah.
A croc ring.
Yeah.
It's for your finger, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mama misspoke.
Come on, Mom. You know what he's saying. Come on, Mom.